Countrywide on RTE Radio 1.
There are 2,000 retained firefighters across the country working from more than 200 local fire stations serving local communities in rural Ireland. And they are looking for more members to join their ranks to provide this vital community service. By day, a retained firefighter might be a carpenter or run a preschool, but they carry a pager and for 24 weeks of the year they are on call 24/7 to answer emergencies, fires, road traffic accidents, fallen trees, the whole lot. We never know when we are going to need these blue light services, and you never know, but this might be a job for you. Terms and conditions apply, though, as I am about to find out from talking to three of our finest. I'm joined in studio by Ed Gallagher of Substation Officer at Port Arlington Fire Station. I'm joined from Kilkee in County Clare by retained firefighter Deborah Hickey, who is on call right now, and from Carlingford in County Louth by Caroline McShane, who has actually joined us in studio this morning. You're on call this morning, Caroline.
I was.
Yeah. You're a little bit away from Carlingford if anything goes wrong. Did you get somebody to cover you?
Got someone to cover, yeah.
How does that work? How close to the fire station do you have to be in that period that you're on call?
So you have to be within about 5 to 8 minutes, so a mile or mile and a half to 2 mile, and you know, so to be able to get there in time, and you have traffic as well in your way, so there's obstacles as well. So
yeah, because eight minutes goes pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, especially if you're, you know, away from the area, or you're out for a meal, or I don't know, taking a shower.
I was just going to say, have the call ever come when you've been in the shower?
Oh, yeah.
One leg into the trousers.
One leg in, hair wet. Oh, yeah, it's a bit of a rush, but, you know, it's exciting at the same time.
Exciting, but also, do you have a sense of sort of living your life waiting for what is, for somebody else, really bad news?
Yeah, there's, you know, you just don't know what you're going to get at that next call, and it could be somebody you know as well. But you know, we take pride in our work, and it's what we do. It's the focus of, you know, serving the community and being there for our community and people we know as well, you know. So it's part of the job.
Deborah in Kilkee, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning.
Talk to me about what it is that you do when you're not fighting fires or answering road traffic accident calls.
When I'm not fighting fires, I have a preschool in Kilkee. So I have 18 children between the hours of 9 to 12:30. So I have, because of the fire brigade, my commitment, I have had to hire staff to man it so that I am available to turn out to calls.
Do they know that you're a firefighter? I mean, that's pretty cool, frankly, to have a headmistress of your preschool, so to speak, who's also a firefighter.
They do. They're thrilled because they have a direct line with the station. We go there regularly for visits, and I bring down my kit to show them. We have a mini fire kit in the preschool as well. So they love it. They all want to be firefighters when they grow up.
Now, chasing preschoolers around the place obviously means you're a fairly fit individual. How important is strength in the job?
Strength is very important. Before I started the fire brigade, I had a good level of strength, but we were open to medicals every 5 years up until you're 40. So you have to maintain your strength.
And have a good level of core strength to begin with.
Yes, it's an advantage.
An advantage.
Especially from a female perspective.
Because you're expected to do exactly the same thing as the men.
Yeah, exactly the same.
No distinction for the fairer sex made or allowances made whatsoever, no?
No, and from my own perspective, I wouldn't have it. I'll prove myself to be as good as any of the boys in the station.
And I don't mean to be heightist about this, but you're 5'2". Is that an advantage in being able to wriggle into smaller spaces or a disadvantage?
Yes, absolutely, yes. I'd be the one chosen to go up into the attic space, or even to, Joe, if we went to an RTC, it'd be easier to put me in the back seat with the passengers than one of the taller lads.
RTC, road traffic collision. Ed, tell me, how often does it happen? Because, I mean, you are working within your community, not exactly an enormous community. Chances are you're going to know or have met some of the people that you end up running to the assistance of.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I've already been to some of the calls where friends of mine have been involved, and you just have to remain calm, just get the job done.
Yeah. What happens with the first time that happens to you?
It's chaotic for the first 10 minutes of any call. Every call for the first 10 minutes is chaotic until you get structure around it, and the lads, you kind of know where you're going with the call.
There's obviously fatalities involved in some of these things, these incidents that you attend. Is there help for you as a retained firefighter in processing that afterwards? What do you do?
So we have a system what's called CISM, Critical Incident Stress Management, and that's there for us if we do need it. So we have our own psychologist on call. We have his personal number. If we need to call him, we can have a direct line to him and go and speak with him directly.
And what do you do more informally? Like, I mean, is it a good or a bad idea to go to the funerals?
It depends. It depends. Some of the funerals, yeah, you probably would attend. Depends on how close you are or how well you know the person.
What was your first call? Do you remember it?
It was an RTC.
Road traffic collision, yeah.
Yeah. There would have been a fatality involved, so I vividly remember it. So it's still in the back of my mind, but I've dealt with it. I've moved on past it. The next call, you're waiting for the next call to get past that call, if you know what I mean.
Caroline, talk to me about the rewards from it then.
It's very rewarding. Just, you know, people are very thankful as well, you know, in the community. So it's a self-satisfying job, you know. It's very rewarding in that way, and you can see how people are grateful for your for what you do.
And a sense of completion as well. Like, I mean, you've done a job, you've cleaned up the mess, you've brought or drawn a line under the problem, you get to go home and say, right, job done.
Yeah, that's it.
Absolutely. And completely. Deborah, that question that I asked Ed about knowing people in the community that you end up being called out to, I should probably have asked that of you. You ended up going to your mum's house.
I did. My first house fire was in my mum's house. We were, and I had just left her house 40 minutes beforehand, and I got home and the phone was ringing, and I was wondering, what is she ringing for now? And I answered the phone and she said, the house is on fire. And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, I think the house is on fire. So I said to her, did you call the fire brigade? She hadn't. She called me instead of calling the fire brigade. So she put in the call. And
well, you are the fire brigade in fairness, Deborah.
I know. So we went in and it was as Ed says, chaotic. Just so frightening to see everything that you've done in training happening in your own home, like my home house. But like, the lads were amazing and there was nobody injured. My brother was out safely and Joe, you know, but it was just, even to see the aftermath, like the house was destroyed with smoke damage, whereas to see that as a firefighter as well, now I have more empathy with people when we do go to house fires, because I can see the trauma that it caused. And we were very lucky. They didn't lose the house. There was a lot of damage. But
do you think, as retained firefighters, that you generally have more empathy for what's going on in the community because you're from that community?
Yes, big time. And even a lot of the firefighters I find are involved with community groups locally. Because it's just, that's their nature. They're community people. They want to help people. So that's all part of the job. That'd be a good reason to join the fire service if you were, you know, looking out for your community and wanted to give back.
Would you recommend it, Ed?
100%, yeah.
Why?
It's a great, I don't know, it's a great feeling. Like, to be able to help someone that you know and be there for them. Even to be a shoulder to cry on for them is just... To give them that sense of compassion and empathy as well. It's brilliant to be there for them.
Very good. Well, the county councils are responsible for recruiting in their own areas, but perhaps a call into a local fire station might get a lot of answers to questions that I haven't asked yet this morning.
Absolutely. Visitors
are welcome, are they, Deborah?
Yes, absolutely. any time at all.
Okay.
We train in Kilkee Fire Station between 6 and 8 on Wednesday nights, every Wednesday.
So go and have a look at that. Or ireland.fireireland.ie. Sorry, one word,
fireireland.ie.
And I note that Leash, Clare, Louth and Meath are all right now, as we speak, actively seeking firefighters. Gentlemen and ladies, thank you very much for joining us this morning.